Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Emails coming in left and right. One says, your computer's probably broken because you've been hosing it down with Lysol for four straight days. Also, one told me to stop using this little bottle of hand sanitizer, which is really great. It's like, man, it's nice. Been using a little much of it, though, today. Drying out.
My fingertips are so dry.
Turn your microphone on.
My fingertips are so dry.
We got restocked today
on the
sanitizer. Mm. Don't drink it. Don't drink it. 617-779-0985. Let's get to your phones. Casey and Quincy. Casey.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
First of all, good job of keeping the show up, considering the lack of material you guys are working with. I've been watching you all morning. But
shows how good we are.
What lack of material are you referring to, sir?
That stuff to talk about all week.
The shutdown of sports around the nation. There's nothing to talk about right now. You guys are doing a good job, but the reason I called was I'd like to try and give back a little respect that woman, Joanne, who's probably one of those 2003 fans that you talked about, that she felt like she could steal away with a letter. Because I've been a Patriots fan that goes back to the Grogan era, where if Tony Franklin kicked a field goal, it was like a win for the fans, you know? They had some bad
with no shoes on. Barefooted.
Yeah, with no shoes. And who was sitting in those stands in Schaefer Stadium as a season ticket holder back then? Bob Kraft. It wasn't until Bob Kraft came in that the Patriots started to have an upswing. You know, we went to the Super Bowl, we got creamed, but still. She's talking about Tom Brady being the Jesus of the Patriots. Not a fact. He was picked, 174th overall?
199.
Embarrassment at the combine. He never would have got a chance if it wasn't for Bill Belichick bringing him into the fold. And if it wasn't for Bill Belichick putting him in to replace Drew Bledsoe as the third string quarterback, Brady did not make the Patriots, and I found that to be a very irresponsible comment by that woman. And that I just wanted to throw my two cents in on that because it was really bothering me all day. I've been watching all day, you guys, and I wanted to ask you a question, too, before I go. Do you feel that Tom Brady was irresponsible in not giving a specific reason for leaving the Patriots? I mean, this is kind of Ray Bourque-esque, this whole situation. But at least Ray Bourque had the integrity to tell the fans, listen, I'm going to be retiring soon. I don't think I'm going to make my name on the cup with this team. So I'm going to go with, the Trojan.
Well, they also traded him, Casey. I mean, he was traded. The team facilitated that for Ray Bourque. They did not facilitate that for TB12. Casey got a long leash. He was on hold for 2 hours. So, long leash there.
Yeah, does Brady have to give you a reason for why he left?
No, he doesn't. Right. In fact, I think that he just left it as, hey, time to move on, but I have great thoughts and memories from here. I thought he played it with class. No, I don't think it's irresponsible at all. He's not going to get into it. The team wants to get into it, though.
You don't want to know
they want to try
reason.
And blame him.
You don't want to know the real reason. Yeah. You want a nice, clean, amicable split.
No, it's not even about respect. You don't want to know. It's about what's the point?
Right.
If it's over, it's over. I don't need to rehash it. I don't need to put blame on anybody. I'm just going to go do my thing. Couple of things there, though. 199 is where he was drafted. He was not the third string quarterback. He was the second string quarterback. He won the job in camp. He was the backup. He didn't go to number three. He was number three the year before. In 2001, he was number two.
Yep.
Going into the year.
Yeah, he beat Heward out.
He beat Damon Heward, who is acquired that offseason, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, was it before that? John Freeze?
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was the backup before him?
Freeze and Michael Bishop.
Okay. Because they carried four.
Carried four in a row.
In 2000.
Right.
So, a couple of factual inaccuracies there. Zoe, were you in the league? Were there still barefooted kickers hanging around?
Did
you ever know any of those guys?
I didn't know any of them, but you saw them every once.
What the hell was the thought process on that?
It's better feeling on the football. Like, it's supposedly they talked about the way their top of their foot would hit the ball. It's a good grip. You want to throw the ball with gloves or no gloves?
It seems insane.
Seems crazy because there's not a lot of padding there.
like that's never going to come back. That's like one of those things in this world that's never coming back. Like, let's say waterbeds. That's something that's never coming back.
It was so freaking common in college, though. It was like the cool thing to do. The single bar mask, like rip shirts, tearaway jerseys,
Hardy,
barefooted kickers.
Things that won't make a comeback in this world. Like, what were we doing?
Kicking.
That was dumb.
It was barefooted punters.
Barefooted kicking. That's not coming back.
Quick search finds Tony Franklin was the last. I mean, I think he's the only one a lot of people would be able to name. He played for the Eagles, the Patriots, 84 to 87, and finished his career with the Dolphins.
Was he British?
In 88. I don't think so.
Wasn't there some
John
Brit?
Smith was
John Smith
was British.
John Smith was British.
Hello, so
he was a Brit. He was a Patriots place kicker.
He's an odd duck.
Early 80s,
yep.
Right?
Yep. He has a hell of a complex over there in Milford. It's where we play the indoor lacrosse, where I'm at all the time, or was all the time. Come on over. We play. Kick the ball.
You know him?
I know Smitty real well.
No kidding.
Yeah. John Smith lives
in
Dover.
I was always bare feet.
Run around it. Yeah, what do you think the village is going to feel like? Do you know, like, that Florida grass, how crunchy it is?
John Smith's Patriots career was from 74 to 83. Played his entire career in New England.
Yeah. I did.
10 years. 10 years, Hardy. He was the kicker in New England. Although his last couple of years, he only played in a few games.
It was the Michael Scott of our pickup basketball games. We would play those pickup basketball games, you know, with the alumni. And John's never played basketball before, so he'd run down the court running with the ball over his head and just fire it over the backboard. Not a good basketball player. Hell of a soccer player.
Because John Smith, I think, is in the clip when Monday Night Football announced that John Lennon. Look at this. Degrees of separation to Lennon as we have the Imagine song today. Smith was the kicker who was coming on for a field goal to win it. Or to... I believe, I don't know, tie it, something like that.
I just wouldn't do it if I were a kicker. I wouldn't even try it because you're already thought of as not really being a football player to begin with.
Now you're taking your shoe off.
Look at my tootsies. I'm just going to let my piggies out to breathe a little bit before I get on the field here. Oh, I'll put on my shoe. Dude, get that thing off. Did we not have enough of a conversation yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you wanted to see what it would look like.
No. But just in case any of you fellows were thinking about bringing me into the fold here and considering me to be one of the guys, let me take my shoe off before I take the field.
There's a guy down there.
The Fred Toucher DA voice comes in.
Yeah, he's going to rub it for you.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and kick this ball barefoot.
Do you mind if I put some of that cheese on top of my nachos?
The Broncos have informed former Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco he is being cut. With a failed physical designation, Joe Flacco will be a free agent. Any interest?
No. Nah, I think he's a stiff now. The way you watch him play at the end of the year.
Okay.
Remember those games for Denver, especially against Kansas City? He's just looking to get killed. Fans are booing him.
All right.
It's turned bad for him.
Just throwing it out there.
No.
He's available. Brian in Brockton. Hi.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
What's up, Zoe?
What's going down in Brockton?
Oh, not much. Whole family's down in Naples, so I've just been chilling.
Oh, well, the bars are open
down there. Down there.
According to Todd, the caller.
Yeah, must be a bubble down there because they've been just living it up down there.
Nice.
Yeah. So I was wondering, with the whole Brady Kraft conversation, since they never got to actual money talk, did Brady just know that they weren't going to be able to upgrade and reload at the positions they needed to at the money he wanted to, and he it's kind of looking like he somewhat quit on the Patriots by doing that?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think you want to go through hell again.
I disagree with that. Yeah, I don't think that was the motivating factor. The motivating factor was here he was again without a contract, and they didn't even make him an offer.
Didn't make him an offer.
See
he
you
knows
later.
The dead money's sitting there. You haven't done, still haven't done anything at the damn tight end position. You know, you haven't made any trades. You got Sanu. He just had ankle surgery. What are we going to do?
I don't think those are the biggest factors.
No, but I mean, like, he knew I can't play. I can't even accept $25 million. $25 million puts us at 32 on a cap. They're not going to get me any pieces, good pieces that they had to pay for, because you can't afford it. Writing's on the wall. Writing was on the wall here. Lombardi talked about it. It's the economics of the league. You either pay a ton of people and you keep your quarterback, and this is what the problem with Kansas City. They're going to be going through it in a couple of years. When Mahomes gets $40 million plus a year, they're going to be in big trouble. Fine right now, paying Kelsey 10, this guy 21, this guy 18, all his pieces. Yeah. Yeah, wait till you got to pay that guy. What do you think they're not doing an extension with him yet? Yeah, you got to cut players. Frank Clark, what are you going to do with that? Right? Honey Badger, a lot of money being made over there in Kansas City.
Let's go to Ed, who's in New Hampshire. Ed?
Hello. Hey, hey guys.
Hey.
I ties in with your Texans talk. Just wanted to get your thoughts on A.J. McCarron as a possible replacement for Brady. You know, he just signed with the Texans for 1 year, $4 million. So maybe there's some familiarity with our offense. You know, has the winning pedigree from Alabama and Saban won some big games. But he has been linked to the Patriots in the past.
Yeah. I liked him when he came out. You know, I watched a ton of football, obviously, because Alabama was on a lot when he was playing there. You know, all the national titles he won. Why don't you just draft from them? You know, same type of player. Played 4 years. Four-year starter. Big games in the SEC. Same type of build. Same type of player. I like Fromm. I think you roll with Stidham and maybe try and get a guy like Fromm. He's not going to be a first-rounder.
All right, we'll get back to your calls coming up. Hardy has also found something for us that he would like to share with the class. That's all on the way.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Some of my favorite videos. Good video.
What'd you find over there, Hardy? You're very excited about it, whatever it is.
Well, earlier we played the girl on spring break.
Yeah?
You
so know, are you excited in a good way or a bad way?
Oh, I'm excited. Among the many people that we heard from.
Yeah.
And Tom, if you have me up, we can listen to some of these things. We have, you know, the first guy.
If I get corona, I get corona.
Yes.
At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been
right.
waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while, about 2 months.
You know, and then there was the I believe this girl here.
Trying to get drunk before everything closes.
I mean, we could argue that it's a toss-up between her and New Orleans girl in terms of who our favorites
that.
Are.
Airbnb spot, so we're just hanging out with them and trying to get drunk before everything closes.
Well, our pal... our pal Mike in Woburn alerted me to the fact that he said, hey, you guys were dragging these kids, and people online are doing the same thing. And somebody figured out that that girl is...
Oh, is she local?
No, her name is Shelby Cordell, and she is a musician. She's a singer.
Shut up!
A singer of songs. And she's got a hit song on the old YouTube right now that we can listen
to. What's the name of it?
Juice Man.
Oh.
The SK8 remix, or Skate remix.
That's clever.
Shelby Cordell, official music video. It has 2,245 views.
Well,
which
we're going to be 46.
It is an actual high production. So how this only has a couple thousand views, I don't know. Something tells me it will be more after people connect her in this video, in the spring break video, to this being her.
So are we about to make her more famous than she is? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This may be good for her.
Shelby, you say?
Shelby Cordell.
Shelby Cordell.
All right. Here's her song, Juice Man.
Thank you. You got the juice. You got the juice. Yeah, you got the juice. It's time that you choose. How many women is you trying to get loose? One for the daytime and one for the night. I'm a rider for life, no time for compromise. You hit me, it's late, but I'm on my way. 3 in the morning, ain't no time to wait. You want?
Just so you know, this is shot in a bowling alley, but it's cool because it's nighttime and it's like that, what do they used to call the bowling at night when they gave it the cool name?
Cosmic bowling.
Cosmic bowling beetle.
Yes.
The black lights and the neon, and there's a kid over there drinking, and it looks like she's smuggling two oranges in her cheeks. As somebody pointed out, it looks like the bulimia picture that you look in textbooks of what girls look like when they're not healthy eaters.
Call me so bad, but you got the juice. Hella girls on your line, but only me that gonna slide. Don't make up your mind, boy, no time for declines. Boy, I'm in it, let's win it. You got the juice.
She got that badass car behind her with the lights on. That expensive car, that Mustang.
And what I like is there are no other rap cliches. She's not, you know, fanning through a stack of $100 bill. Oh, no, she is. She fans through a stack of $100
bills. See, like, see, I say it.
She's not kneeling in front of a car, which she almost certainly does not own. No, she's kneeling in front of an expensive car.
Oh, she's doing that?
You got the juice.
I mean, it's a Dodge Charger. I mean, they're nice, or a Challenger, maybe. If it's an SRT Hellcat Red Eyes, somebody maybe dropped $80,000 on that thing. But something tells me they didn't spring for that model.
Mm-mm. You got the juice. You got the juice.
I think the theme of the song is you've got the juice. I'm not sure if there's a message she's trying to get across.
Were you able to see her statement that she's posted in the last couple of hours?
No. Shelby Cordell is a statement?
Would you like me to read it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, did she speak it or did she write it? Because
no, she wrote it.
Might be a problem with those 19 marshmallows stuffed in her cheeks.
I don't think it's it. I think she's just fat.
She wrote it and then took a screen grab of it.
Huh?
Come on.
And
go ahead.
I can read it to you now if you'd like.
What does sweat smell like?
Oof. It says, wow, this is longer than I thought it was.
I think your sneakers smell like a lot of funk.
So she starts it by posting someone who messaged her that said, I hope you get coronavirus.
Oh.
Which I guess it was this person named Stone Smith. I'd say Stone Smith is on to something.
Well, sounds like an intern.
So don't post that looking for sympathy for me.
Tell me when you start reading.
I stand with Stone Smith.
Tell me when you start reading in her voice.
You want me to do her voice?
No,
got the juice.
I'm just going to give you a little background. That's all.
All right. She says, hi, I feel like I need to address some things so everyone can feel better and safer. I'm writing this from home, by the way.
God.
I have no reason to leave.
It's probably not even our house, our parents.
I was interviewed a few days ago, and as media does, my interview only showed bits and pieces of what was said. I told them I was disappointed about the club shutting down early because I had an appearance that would be beneficial for me and make me some money. But understand why that I was leaving early and I was just trying to get some drinks at the restaurant that I was already at before everything closed, which they left out. I left for Miami last week before any schools were shut down. And from where I'm from, all the bars and restaurants are open.
Right. Peace out. If you guys ever owned an establishment, I'm not saying that you do now, but like say you did, what would be the minimum you would pay her to perform in your club or bar?
75 cents.
I wouldn't pay her 10 cents.
Three quarters.
What money was she going to make? You look at this video, like who would ever pay her?
She says, last intention, I'll just skip ahead like four pages.
She got that rhythm flair though, man.
In this terrible, terrible statement of hers. Which goes in depth. Once I found out the event was canceled a few days into my arrival, I switched my flight and I left the next day. Yep. By the way,
got back on that
airlines anyway. Advertise flight refunds, but upon arrival, this was not for economy seats. Big time rapper like her riding an economy?
The Spirit have a big seat.
Why didn't she drive home in that car from her music video?
How much they charge you at Spirit Airlines for extra ass room? I need extra cheek room on my flight.
Did she have two buckles?
Butt cheeks? No, my actual cheeks on my face.
She says, during my time, I followed CDC guidelines. Wearing masks and gloves in the airport. Washing hands. Sanitizing. Stayed in groups of 10 or less. Like, come on. Does anyone believe this?
No.
My last intention is to offend, upset, or potentially harm anyone. I have asthma, so I understand what it means to be cautious. Really?
Well, then she shouldn't be bowling. Because that is that counts as activity. Unless she, I don't see an inhaler tucked in the pocket of her sweatpants there.
Oh, this statement is never ending. But she has released a statement to clear up what it was that she said in the video. Can we hear her again? Do you have her original statement in the interview?
Oh, sure.
Can we play that?
This is really bad.
You still got the juice. You can try me and you. I can promise you.
Not a good time.
Okay.
Does she ever dance in the video?
Here's the statement, Beetle.
Yeah.
Airbnb spot, so we're just hanging out
from
with
the beginning.
Them, but we're just making the most of it. We met these other people in our little Airbnb spot, so we're just hanging out with them and trying to get drunk before everything closes.
Get some juice of that.
We're just hanging out with a bunch of people.
Is there more from
and
that?
Trying.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot more. Hold on a second here.
This virus ain't that serious. It's serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty, and we need to address that.
Of course.
Where's his video? I want to hear what song he did.
Yeah, I mean, we planned this a long time ago, and it was kind of up in the air if we still go, but, like, we're here. I just turned 21 this year, so I'm here to party, so it's kind of disappointing, but we're just making the most of it. We met these other people in our little Airbnb spot, so we're just hanging out with them and
classy.
Trying to get drunk before everything closes.
She also posted a bunch of comments that people made to her that she finds offensive, like this one from Richard, who wrote, "Hey, you're trending on Twitter for being a selfish, thoughtless danger to people around you."
And she thinks that's bad.
And she thinks that one's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, there is. I'm sorry. There is a comment above it where it says, "You stupid C."
Her parents must be so proud. Maybe they got some juice too.
A lot of people wishing the virus on her, though. A lot of people.
Yeah.
Special.
Well, it's a big year. I mean, she turned 21. They've been playing it for a while.
Right. And she's got a hit song that now has, as Beatles said, 2,246 views.
Yeah.
But still.
Tonight, a good time for life. Holding you down and I'm loving you right. It's your turn to shine, babe. I'm turn on the lights. Come kick it with a real one. What a time to be alive.
Try to be something different than all before me.
There's only, as I can tell, one other person in the video.
Bad.
It's like, yeah, it's a guy who is most likely a cousin or a brother.
You know what?
A song make you humming along. Hands
off my body. We're going so long.
Oh no, there's one.
Remember, I'm gonna hook up my boy. Apologies. I'm gonna hook up my boy Feldman over at 96.9, our sister station, because I remember a couple months ago, Feldman came to me. He goes, "Man, you got to hear this track. You ever hear this thing called Old Town Road?" Like, Feldman was the first to listen, going to ride my horse to the old. And I'm like, he goes, "Listen to it." Then it kicked in, like, "Oh my God." He goes, "It's going to blow up here. I'm telling you now." And this was way before Old Town Road blew up. I'm gonna send this over to Feldman. I'm going to say, "I got something for you. I'm going to hook you up the way you hooked me up at Old Town Road."
Right, right.
Because this is going to be a hit.
Some of the comments on the YouTube song. "You should do a song about that butter face spreading coronavirus butter. You got the coronavirus." You don't need to shame this girl.
Sure you do.
But enough is enough, Beetle.
But the bars are going to close. And you got to get drunk before that happens.
I hope she got drunk. Hope she at least had got that enjoyment.
I'm taking my time with you, something I want.
Let's do another segment of your calls. Yeah. I know you've been waiting.
How do you like to be the owner of that
Airbnb?
We'll
do that next. Today's takeaway is at 150.
You got the juice.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. MA.org.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six one 7779-0985. Debbie's in the car. Debbie.
Hey guys, I just wanted to reach out to you as we are mourning Tom Brady. When Kraft indicated that he would have given Tom anything that he wanted, do you think there was
How about it?
I'm sorry, we couldn't hear you there for a second. Do you think what?
Do you think there was truth to what Kraft indicated when he said they would
never
give
him anything? No, he never really said it that way, though, either. Yeah. He said what he said was, if Brady wanted to be here, we would have had a deal, you know, to make it work. He didn't say give him anything he wanted.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
My next question is, do you think he's going to Tampa to kind of prove it to the world that he can kind of go to an underdog team and lift them up?
Yeah, I mean, I touched a little bit on that yesterday, where if you go to Dallas, it's America's team. You're on TV every day. Everybody's watching you. You stay here. Hey, it's 12, 13 win seasons. That's the bar. You go out to the Chargers. Phillip Rivers took a team to the playoffs there. If you didn't play well there, people would sort of crap on you. There's nowhere to go but up at Tampa.
Yeah, I don't think that's why he chose it, though.
I think
he had a limited market. And it seems like it was really two teams, not even three. According to the reports today, the Chargers and the Bucks were the two teams he had to pick from.
Yeah, where'd the Raiders go?
So, either way, he's picking a bad franchise.
There were no eight teams.
I should say this. A historically bad franchise in the losing record all time, which is what the Bucks have. They did win a Super Bowl, as we know. And a franchise with, I think, some of the worst ownership in professional sports.
See, and he's not playing there
with the San Diego LA Chargers.
Yeah, and he's not playing there forever. He's like got 2 years, so he's going to go play, you know, and I think help bolster the second phase of his life, which is TB12. That's going to be next. It's not like he's picking Tampa for his entire career, you know?
If Dallas were an option,
20 years here.
You think he would have chosen Dallas over Tampa?
Yeah.
I think he would have too.
Sure. Yep.
Doesn't feel like it was an option.
Nope.
If Tennessee were an option, would he have picked Tennessee?
I'd love to know the real reason here. What the hell is wrong with you, Tennessee?
I mean, if you're willing to pick Tampa, you're willing to pick Tennessee.
No, seriously.
Sorry, like,
I'm sure he was, but and then could you imagine that call for Abel informs him, you know, we're going with Tannehill.
Sorry, Tom. What?
Like what? I don't get it. I really don't get the Tennessee thing.
I don't understand
it. Logan Ryan now saying he wants to get paid more than $11 million a year.
So a lot of people say, oh, there's like a future with Ryan Tannehill. No, there isn't.
There isn't.
There's no long-term future with Ryan Tannehill.
There's no ceiling.
That contract that he just signed is going to look as stupid as the one he signed in Miami.
So bad.
It's a stupid deal. It's a stupid choice. If you're at Tennessee, you should already be looking for who your franchise quarterback will be. It's not going to be Tannehill.
Like Carolina went and got Bridgewater. Good for you. Handpicked a guy, said that could be our guy. You think Tannehill could be our guy?
John is in Connecticut.
How are you, gentlemen?
Hi.
Hey, my question is regarding the business aspect of it. My first question out of two would be, what would be the net worth of the Patriots when Kraft bought and Belichick, his first year and a half, was basically, what was he, 4-14 or something of that nature before Brady came in? And then the second half of it would be, what kind of corporation allows your top producer and model citizen to walk out the door without anything happening, which to me, and what I do for work, would be a fireable offense?
It's two sides to want to make a partnership work, right?
Maybe that we can draw some comparisons to Patriots and the NFL to everyday work jobs, but
it's you're in a different stratosphere. Yeah, it's odd. This isn't the NFLPA and guaranteed contracts. Everything's different now. It just wasn't going to work here. It wasn't. And it's a shame. He should have retired a Patriot. He should have. Like, you sit here and you do the Mount Rushmore now. Great. You could do the Mount Rushmore of Boston sports now. He's gone. Like, it's official now. He's in there with Ortiz. Gone. Out of here.
It's just hard for us to wrap our heads around because we heard Robert Kraft say it, and we all agreed with it, at least I did, that, you know, he was... You know, it was his goal, and Jonathan said it too, that Tom Brady never leave and he retires a Patriot. But when it came down to it, and Bill Belichick was handling the decision, having Tom Brady retire as a Patriot was way down on his list of things that were important to him. I don't think it was important at all to Bill Belichick to have Tom Brady retire a Patriot.
Yeah, and I mean,
it's what does that have to do with winning football games?
Paying Brady $33 million a year to finish here, is that good for his football team? And the answer is no. I can't get you the pieces to make you happier than you were last year. I tried beginning of the year. Hey, I knew we were in trouble.
No,
that guy went wacko.
And depending on how far back you want to go, so it didn't have to come to this. They would have been able to, you know, sign him to a deal that would have kept him here to the end of his career.
They rolled the dice last three years.
Got to go back 3 years. And they didn't do it. And when it came time to finally get something done so that Tom Brady could, in fact, retire a Patriot.
He wanted it.
Brady didn't want it anymore. And I don't know that it was ever important to the Patriots. If it was, they would have signed him to that longer-term deal a long time ago.
I think the one that sent him a little loopy was the $5 million incentive one that they forced him to sign. Forced, but he signed it. And
right.
That's the one that pissed him off. He goes, after this one, I'm negotiating this one. Like, he wanted to stay prior to that. He wanted to finish. He wanted the long-term deal. You know, after Atlanta, after Seattle. He wanted those. He wanted those long-term deals. Everybody else around him was getting them. Not on this team, but people in his position, their peers throughout the league. You know, the Eli Manning ones, Phillip Rivers deals, all those. It was all happening around. Breeze was continually getting it. And he didn't get it.
Nope.
Jason in Abington. Jason.
Yes, hello.
Hey. Yes, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Love the show. How you doing, man?
Good, good. How's it going? Zoe, what's up?
What's up?
I wanted to say before I ask my question that I felt that same rage when Zoe came into the studio throwing things. I had my work chair in my hands ready to go. I just didn't want to damage my home, so I thought higher of it. Anyways, my question was, what do you guys think of Cam Newton as?
Cam Newton, yay or nay?
Nay. I think Cam is beaten up. I don't think Cam likes to play within a certain system. He does his own thing. He improvises. I think Cam has a lot of bad habits. He's 6'5", 6'6". He's a big human being. And it doesn't do you any good to throw off the back foot and throw a sidearm.
Louis in the car. Louis.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to see if there's going to be any tampering charges going up against Tampa Bay. And also a second note, hey, Zoe, You really got to change up the It's a bad look and it's a bad sound, my man.
The what? The,
I have no clue.
I think he's talking about your laugh. He doesn't like the sound.
Jesus. Oh, well, that's my laugh. Sorry.
Tampering charges? I sure hope not. That would be awful.
That. And I'm kind of on board.
Yeah. That would be terrible if they tried to pursue that.
He combined all the names, Breeze, Rivers.
That would be ridiculous.
No. And I think he caught himself by throwing in the whole collective group of quarterbacks who were available, plus door
what?
Number.
What does that have to...
Talking about Bruce Arians.
So it's clearly obvious they were talking to Brady before legal tampering started.
Well, yeah.
But they pursued
the combine,
for Brady.
When he was talking about, there's a lot of people.
That's not there. What the caller's talking about. Oh. He's talking about the fact that Brady was in Tampa Bay Saturday night having dinner.
With friends.
Yeah, right. So clearly there's tampering. And you know what? There was tampering for Kyle Van Noy going to Miami. There's tampering across the league. That happens long before the period begins.
So you're saying Brady wasn't just sitting there waiting until 9 a.m. on Monday.
And you know what? In the years that the Patriots have had free agent splashes on day one,
yeah,
you think they weren't tampering with Stephon Gilmore before they signed him out of Buffalo? Like, this is just what they do in the league. I really highly doubt they're going to try and pursue tampering charges.
Right.
They're not going to do that. It's how business is done in that league in the offseason, and it doesn't really hurt anybody.
I was going to say, who's hurt by tampering?
What, did he leave and go to Tampa Bay because they tampered? Or because he was leaving and going to Tampa Bay.
And if they were ready for a change, they're probably glad he's gone. Right? So why do we want to ruffle more feathers?
Well, what if would they piss wanted him, off? They should offer him a contract.
What would piss you off? Right. And what would really piss you off is someone trying to come to your ring party and trying to steal your GM. Now, that's tampering. And that's why they filed that one.
Yeah, it's a little different. That's not run-of-the-mill.
No.
That's not run-of-the-mill free agency stuff.
That guy should have known better coming to our spot to do what he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today's takeaways are next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. You can still do your consultation via the World Wide Web. That's right, do it online at awaken180weightloss.com. 6 locations locally. Check it out.
Okay.
Okay.
To the takeaways. We've got a couple of things. One is you talking about texting with Tom Brady today. Here it is.
There's connections there, as we have connections.
So Brady coming back is not a chance?
Hell no.
Oh, none?
No. I exchanged a text with him last night.
Oh, way to bury the lead, bro.
Well, just...
What do you got?
Hey, just want to say I know you're busy, blah, 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 this and that, and just thanks for all the times, and it's a pleasure calling games and that, and your class act off and on the field, and appreciate your leadership here. And just said, hey, man, it's been great 20 years. Great 20 years. Who's had it better than us? He said, always be there with you, and yeah, it's gone. It's a gone text.
Always be there with you.
Always be there for you.
Oh,
if you need anything. Yeah.
I will remember you.
Send a jersey. First jersey. Just get it.
With Tampa jersey.
Yeah. Kid wants one already.
Jerseys.
There'll be a lot of that. A lot of kids. I mean, yeah, you collect, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're a fan. That pewter helmet with the...
It's going to be a bad one. It's going to look good.
Silver marker on it.
It's going to look nice.
It's going to look real nice.
It's going to look real nice.
So put it right there.
Brady guy's been good to us over the years.
Sure has. Very nice.
Very generous man.
What do you need? Boom. Done.
Generous man. I can't believe we don't have on the simulcast our picture of the three of us on there.
Oh, the best buddy one.
Yeah. You, me, Tom.
That was a night Hardy.
We got one with Hardy. No, Hardy got one wild too.
There,
we had multiple ones. I'm talking about the year before when we took a nice photo together.
Is there one of the four of us?
Yeah, I don't know where. I've never seen that photo.
I've never seen it either.
It's probably a pretty good photo because we were all laughing pretty hard about what we had just finished telling him about and how he took it in stride like he always does.
Yeah. He had some good games in those games, man. I picked him off once right at back. Pick six.
The best buddies game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should try and track down that photo. It was like 3 years ago.
Oh, man.
It was a long time ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also today, Tom in Connecticut with a call. Not an old-time baseball call, an old-time football call from Tom.
These are good.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Tom. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Tom. I have one other comment.
Oh, sure.
Golak's not going to like too much.
Golak will hate it.
Golak, he'll figure it out.
A little bit of
Andy Robicelli.
In my life, a little bit of
Rosie Greer.
By my side, a little bit of
Tom Landry.
All I need, a little bit of
Jim Patton.
What I see, a little bit of
Lawrence Taylor.
In the sun, a little bit of
Carl Banks.
All night long, a little bit of
Chuck and Charlie Connolly.
Here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man.
Good work, T-Bone. Well, there were more names than that, weren't there? You left some on the cutting room floor.
The song isn't long enough.
Frank Gifford.
Y.A. Tittle.
Y.A. Tittle.
I'm going to list off every player watching play football on the TV set.
How about the fact that he has no love for Belichick? None.
He can pawn sand.
I hope he falls. I can't wait to watch him fall flat on his face.
Jesus.
And Charlie Connolly.
Chuckin', Charlie.
What?
It almost makes me wish, you know, the Lions one day could win it all. And I could be one of those. And I probably, if it ever happens, I will be of that age. And I can call in and have a similar conversation to a sports station in Detroit. I remember I started watching with Billy Sims and Gary Danielson, Dexter Bussey, Horace King, Freddie Doc Scott. And just have the guys laugh and like, oh, my God, get off the phone. I want to be that guy. That's
yeah, except
I want
to be. With the Giants, they were good.
Yeah.
The Lions were pretty good. Last year's team was 2-14, but this is the year for New Orleans. Come on, baby.
See you again tomorrow, Zoe.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hey, thanks for being us for 4 hours. Felger and Mass, fully loaded show next. We'll be here to entertain you tomorrow.
Okay, and it's Friday. It's Friday tomorrow.
All right.
So you can keep pretending to work from home for another day before the weekend.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. MA.org.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.